Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of the Italian-American moment. I'm Frankie D, your very proud host, and we are at ItalianAmericanLife.com, iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, connect with us on LinkedIn, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. My guest today is Margherita Peluso, a screen and stage actress, producer, and writer. She is an Italian and bilingual performer. She has been nominated as Best Actress in New York City and Melbourne Independent Film Festival. Some of her most prominent works is the staging of the most famous works by Luigi Pirandello, who was awarded the 1934 Nobel Prize in Literature. Margherita, welcome to the show and thank you for being here.
Hello, ciao.
I know you're very, very busy. I know you're in a million things, so I appreciate your time. And you are quite the performer. Before we get into all those things, tell me where you're from.
I come from, my background is Sicilian. So I was born in Milan, but actually my ancestors are coming from Sicily. So
what
my
part of Sicily?
From Ragusa.
Oh, okay. South.
Yes.
Okay.
Ragusa, Modica. You know, have you ever heard about Modica? The best chocolato ever.
No.
They have a fantastic chocolate here. Really? Yeah, very famous. It's so different, the chocolate we make here. We have this sandy chocolate. We don't use a butter at all. So good.
Very interesting. I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit. How did you start? How did you get into acting?
Well, I started when I was probably 17 years old. It was we were acting at school. There was a show they were making at school. And then when I decided to take a course, like a very specific course in theater. And that's how I started. I started when I was young and I was acting already when I was at home with my family. And I've always loved to tell stories. I remember I was writing stories and then I was telling those stories. And so that's, I think, how I started. But also I started because I needed to heal something. I needed to know better myself. That's the main reason. There was something that I needed to heal. You know, I come from a very fantastic family, but they got divorced when I was young. And that was something that I hold inside myself while I was growing. I'm telling something, this is very private, but I like to say because theater helped me to get more confident with myself, helped me to grow, to look inward instead of just judging myself. So I was more confident. I was just very good on stage. I felt good on stage and theater helped me to be stronger.
Did it help you to cope with the divorce?
Yes, I have to say yes. To cope with the divorce. It was my best lover. It was my father that I was missing at that time. So theater for me was what I've missed when I was young. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a therapy. It was a therapeutic way for me to come out of the situation.
Sure. And it was like where you felt good and comfortable and successful and happy.
Yeah, because I created a lot of connection also, you know, it's a kind of a community. Then you create a community, you have people where you go. It's very intimate also when you play in theater. So there is something very true with also the connection you create with the other people, with your colleague. So I love that side, the truthness in that part of the work. And then became my real job.
How did you learn English so well?
Well, I kept my accent. I've never done any course on changing my to accent reduction, because when I was 26, I left Italy to go and study in London. But actually, I ended up being having fun and go out for party instead of acting. Was a city of lost for me.
Oh.
From there, I moved to Australia, and in Australia, I lived for 5 years, and that's where actually I started to act in English. I was acting in English. I grew up as an actress, and all my main stage was in English, and I've learned my English there.
So did you learn English kind of for acting?
Yes.
Or you just learned it?
For acting, a better, better English.
I see. Okay. Okay.
I had to learn the script in English. They would help me a lot with the accent. But when I was talking with friends or colleagues, they were asking me, do you want to do accent reduction? But I didn't want, because I felt that I was getting a lot of work because of my unique way of being and behave. Because as soon as I was trying to get maybe Australian accent or American accent, also my gesture and my physicality was changing. And there was not that real as I, you know, I was probably changing my accent if I needed to play a role that was a specific request to for me to study a different accent. But that's what I learned English. Yes, acting, I should say, in on stage.
That's very good. That's very good. Is it difficult? I know you, okay, so you work in Melbourne, Australia. You work in New York City in the United States.
Yes.
Is it get confusing with the speaking in English? I mean, you know, they speak different than we speak in the United States, and they speak different in London as they do in Australia. Is that get confusing for you?
Well, I came in New York right after Australia, and I had a little bit of an Australian accent, like, oh, you know, I was like talking a little bit with Australian accent, and people was asking me where I was coming from. And I was confused because I didn't know what kind of accent to pick it up between Australian, American, and, but yeah, but no, but then I felt good. I felt good when I lived in New York for 3 years. So,
okay. So you've lived in different parts, and how was, you know, how did it compare to like being in Australia or being in London, New York?
Very different, but also very, very similar in a way. What I've learned in Australia and in New York was efficiency, to be efficient. That's what I'm taking with me. Like be, you know, especially in acting, just this is a real job and you need to be right there, right on spot, be ready, efficient, study a lot. Out of acting, out of my work, what I find different is that probably in New York, in Manhattan, was more careful, I should say, more on my own, on my way, more like I gotta do it, I gotta make it. It was more, I was
very more like driven.
Driven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you, in New York, I mean, did you come across a lot of Italian people?
Yes, I did, but mainly from New York. But yes, I did, actually, because I was working with Mario Fratti, the big playwright of Nine. He wrote Nine, the musical.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I came actually New York through the Italian festival, theater, Italian theater festival in Siena.
Hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I would assume because New York, there's a lot of Italians in New York.
Yeah, a lot of Italians. Yes. And Lo Russo. Yes. I came across a lot of Italians.
Well, you seem like a very, like a natural at this. It seems like it's something in you and it's something you come across like you adore what you're doing. And tell me about, okay, some of these projects that you're involved in, like Io Marta.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Okay, Io Marta, I was in New York when I had this, how could you say, when I mediate or when I received this dream, this information about Marta Abba. Marta Abba, she was Luigi Pirandello's muse, a very big actress, 1920, 1930. And she was not very recognized in Italy, and she moved. She decided to move out of her country to come in New York, to come in America, the big dream, in 1926. So she became very successful actress actually in America, despite the way they were treating her in Italy. So that took my heart because I couldn't accept the fact that she was living in America and she couldn't go back to Italy because Italy couldn't recognize her strength. And so I wanted to give her a voice, and I started to go and search. I started to look at the documentary and everything, all the information. I was trying to find all the information. But the most thing, she left all the letters that she wrote with Pirandello, more than 10 years of letters. She donated them at the Princeton University. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Wow. This is incredible. And Pietro Frassica is one of the main, it's one of, from a genius man who is still alive. And he's the professor, big professor of literature at the Princeton University. He met Marta Abba, and he was the one that worked with Marta Abba about these letters.
So you're producing a film?
Yes.
About her life?
Yes.
Are you gonna act in it as well?
So actually, I'm acting in that film. It's a docu-film. I'm acting, and also the subject is mine, but the producer is Fine Art Production, which is Sicilian. We have the support of the Film Commission of Sicily. We shoot already in New York. We came to New York because we needed to interview Pietro Frassica. We interviewed him. So now, before Io Marta was a monologue that I wrote and I was directed by Faye Simpson, from New York, I decided to work with her. She doesn't even speak Italian, but I knew that she was great. I knew she could help me a lot. And so she believed. She thought, wow, this is a great project. She wanted to support me. We wrote that monologue. We did this solo show. We toured a little bit in Italy. And then magic. I found those producers that were so interested into the story. And then they started we are starting now to shoot.
And what you said before, did you mean it's going to be a documentary? Is that a doc film?
Doc film.
A documentary.
Documentary film.
Okay. And is that typically like less than an hour, or is this going to be?
I think will be more than 50 minutes because we are going to distribute the film. We don't know yet, but of course we want to go into the movie, into the theater. We want to really, we're looking for distributor. Still.
I see. And will it be in Italian? Maybe with the subtitles, or be in English?
Both.
Oh, both. Okay. Okay. And when do you think it'll be completed?
I think by October.
Okay. And it's called Io Marta.
No, Io Marta is a solo show that I wrote.
Oh.
The film is Finding Marta.
Finding Marta. Oh, okay. I look forward to seeing this.
Yes. Un documentario sulla musa di Pirandello.
Okay. Okay. And Pirandello was a, you know, I'll be honest, I had heard the name. I wasn't exactly sure who he was. He was a giant, right? He was a writer, a poet, something called a dramatist.
A dramatist, yeah, totally. He's mine.
And he was from Sicily.
He was from Sicily, Agrigento.
Agrigento. And was Marta Abba from Sicily as well?
No, from Milan.
Oh, from Milan. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, this sounds extremely interesting. I really do look forward to seeing that. Okay, something else you're working on or have worked on, Lucid Body, and I really don't know what that is. So if you could explain what that exactly means.
Okay, Lucid Body, the founder is Faye Simpson, is a method of acting. It's a psychosomatic way of acting. We use the seven chakra centers, energy centers, to discover or to find or to study the complexity of a character. But first of all, we start from the self. And then we can go outward. We can go out there, and then we are ready to expand ourselves. Whenever we are ready to expand ourselves, we can then go and find the true truth of a character. But we work through the seven energy centers that they are connected to our behavior. We use our persona, we use our shadow, we use our child need. It is a very interesting method of acting.
And do you teach this or just train in it?
No, now I'm teaching. I became lucid body teacher. I'm a lucid body teacher. And right now I've just finished with Christina Murroni to translate the book, The Lucid Body, into Italian. So we are so happy to announce that in June, there is going to be a launch of the Italian book published by Audino Editori. They are very big publisher here in Italy.
Come si dice in italiano, Lucid Body?
Il corpo lucido.
Oh, il corpo lucido. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Were you teaching this in New York or do you teach this in Italy?
So I will teach everywhere, all over the world. Whenever they call me, whenever they want me, you know, since I lived in so many countries, you know, I want to propose that technique everywhere where I've been. But I really want to take this in Italy. So I really want to teach Lucid Body in Italy. We need that. We need that because it's a very holistic way of approaching acting. It's therapeutic, and that's what we need. It's very holistic. It's so good for you. You don't create any more. You clarify your mind and your body working.
Is it just based on acting, or is this something that anybody would want to learn just to be for a better life?
Anybody for better life. Yes, for sure. Anybody.
Okay.
I started actually in Italy to propose that this process to an association of women who has been abused. And I was doing that Lucid Body with them, and the response was very good. So for sure, it's for everyone. But of course, for actors, you can bring it in a different level. No?
I understand. Yes. Yes. Where are you based in Italy? Where do you live now?
Right now, I've decided to stay in Sicily.
Really?
Yeah. Because I like to stay close to the beach. I like the weather here.
I don't blame you. It's beautiful. Do you have any brothers, sisters, or just were you only?
Yes, children? I have two sisters. Yeah, oh, and they are both in Milan. All my parents, my father, my mother, my sisters are in Milan.
Are they actresses as well?
No, they are not.
No. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But my younger sister, we don't know yet. She's very creative. We don't know what she's going to be. She's only 14 years old.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. The other one, she's like, she already decided her path. So she's not going to be an actress. But,
okay. No, but you seem very, I don't know. You're very deep, if you understand what that means.
Like, yes.
Yes, you're very deep and you're not just an actress. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's like your life. It's like, I could see, it's your soul. You know what I mean? Like, I could see that. I can understand that from talking to you. And that's beautiful. It's what you were born to do, I believe.
Ah, I think so. At the beginning, I didn't know if I was born to explore, because I'm a big explorer. I like to live life and take experience from life. But then I said, but how, maybe there is a need to tell those experiences, to share, to tell those stories. And that how I found this language, which is film or theater, in order to express myself and to share what I'm experiencing in life. I think I think it's my biggest need is to discover.
To discover more?
To discover, yes. To discover the world, to talk with people, know about other cultures. You know, I'm very curious and I'm very
adventurous.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm very connected to spirituality. So,
That's great. I think the older I've gotten, I feel this a lot more. My faith and spirituality, perhaps not as much before, I'll be honest, but not that I'm ancient, but I'm older than you. That's all good stuff. Wow, this is amazing. It's great. Do you have any other projects you would like to share with us? Anything in the, you know, coming up that you are hoping to do?
Well, yes, there is another project. This is a big one. It's a very big one. So it's going to take some time, I think, because it's another great story that nobody talked about before. It's set on nel Cinquecento, 500.
Cinquecento la macchina, Cinquecento l'anno?
L'anno.
L'anno, Cinquecento, okay.
So imagine tutti i costumi. Oof.
Ma di chi è questa storia?
This story is about a woman also that was here in Italy, but it's about commedia dell'arte into a film. I want to make it into a film. It's a lot of work. I started to write that. It's going to take some time, but we know. Project, especially if you need to in film, can take 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, we don't know. But this is the biggest project that I'm working on after this docufilm.
That's great. No, I'll tell you, I in a small way kind of relate to all the things you're saying, because what I do with all this, my podcast and these Italian American moments. They're like 1 minute videos and it's geared towards Italian Americans to not forget. These are stories that need to be told, accomplishments, inventions, things to be proud of. And, you know, our whole like ethnic group in America, Italian Americans, it's kind of slowly, but kind of going away. It's not what it was 40 years ago. Okay. That's for sure. And I do these things to keep these stories alive. So I can appreciate what you're saying and the fact that you have this knowledge and this talent and the means to perhaps keep stories alive. And I think that's great. I respect that 100%.
Yes, you're right. It's I call it transport of memories.
Hmm. Did you make that up?
Yes.
I like that. I like that. Transport of memories. Margarita Peluso. The first time we heard that. Transport of memories. I really like that.
Yes.
I'm writing it down.
Yes, please. Yes. That's what we need to do. We are doing.
No? Well, you have to keep doing that kind of stuff because that's what your calling is. And one thing I know about life, you know, anything important is difficult and it's hard and it takes time and you have to have patience and you have to persevere and you have to keep going on and you have to get the job done. And I know that you're that type of person to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Also because there is something that's, it's calling you. If you're open yourself to receive, okay, you're gonna receive it. What I believe is that you receive, and then it's up to you to say, okay, now I will manifest what I'm receiving, right?
Absolutely. Also,
if it's not you, it's gonna pass on somebody else.
Well, sometimes, like for me, I feel like I don't know. I feel like it's my duty.
It's their duty.
My responsibility. Yes. To do this, to pass this information on.
Yes, totally.
And because that's what drives me.
Yes, that's the big motivation, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything else you would like to say? Or at the very least, you have to tell us how to follow you and how to find your projects and the things you do and have done.
Yes. Okay. First of all, I want to invite you all in Sicily this summer in June. We're doing a very special retreat on Lucid Body. Plus, we're doing some rituals. And plus, we're going to visit some special places here in Sicily. It will be from the 16th of June till the 21st of June. And all of this information, you can find it on my page, www.margheritapeluso.com or Instagram, Marghe Peluso.
Okay. And also all the things you have done is on your page, on your website, I mean. And
yes.
You can follow
me in Instagram.
Okay.
Find me on my website.
And we'll know about finding Marta when that becomes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So probably we are going to have another conversation about that movie.
Okay. No, beautiful. I would love to. And
We will come to New York with the film as well.
Oh, that's great. That is excellent. Perhaps you could even come to Chicago. Perhaps.
Oh. Yes, I've never been there.
We would love to show it.
Yes.
Get the whole Italian community to come see it.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Margarita, it has been very enjoyable talking to you. It's been a pleasure. I like your spirit, your aura.
even though you don't see me, I like
even though
that.
I don't see you, you're being shy, which I thought, I don't think she's shy, but she's being shy. No, that's okay. That's okay. I apologize that you had to look at my old ugly face the entire time.
No.
But That's okay. But no, it's been a real treat. I've enjoyed it. I thank you so much for your time. And I thank you for following your calling and giving back to the world.
Amazing. I love what you're saying. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really, really am so grateful. And really, like, I saw what you're doing. And also, thank you for doing this, because we need, like, people like you. They are like, doing this with so much energy and so much motivation as well, right? And inviting us to talk about our story, you know. Otherwise, I'm talking about stories of somebody else. You're inviting people to talk about stories. It's all about stories.
Yes. Well, thank you. You're too memories. Kind.
And memories.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, thank you. Best of luck. I hope to talk to you again.
Grazie, ci vediamo presto.
Speriamo, grazie.
Ci vediamo. Ciao.
Ciao.